Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Except there's no Figgy, y'all mean. It's your boy, Paulie G. What?
Oh, God.
can I just go ahead and just cut this?
No, why? I'm in.
I'm just being myself.
This is Paulie.
That is fair. Yeah,
I'm B-Rad from the Boo.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I would do that exact same kind of intro.
It is Paulie G's mixtape. Mm-hmm. We got...
And I have deliberately not taken a peek at anything you might have in store today.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. If you've been listening long enough today, I came to the realization in the 12 o'clock hour that, oh, crap, I got to get some of the prime rib I said I was going to cook for the beautiful girlfriend for Christmas Eve and to also eat on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I should take this route.
Oh, wow.
A Harris County man is facing a theft charge after allegedly stealing more than blank dollars worth of brisket from several grocery stores across Texas. John, can you guess?
It's like a racket. Like
yes.
This is what he's doing.
Can you guess the monetary value of brisket stolen?
Yeah. Can you give me any close to the number of briskets?
I cannot. All I know is the monetary number. 20 briskets, apparently.
Okay. So 20 times, let's say some are good, some are prime, some are not. I'm going to say they average about $180 of brisket. So what's 80 times 20? Go to the trusty phone here.
You're right.
$1,600. Yeah. 80
I'm going to say 20. $1,600.
A Harris County man is facing all these charges after stealing more than $1,700 worth of brisket. That was pretty good.
Wow. See,
pretty
I know
good,
my
John.
Brisket. That's why I barbecue. I know my briskets.
This happened at the Walmart in Buda.
Yeah.
Also, other grocery stores in Manor and
Manor.
In Manor.
This
okay.
This is Central Texas.
Sorry about
By
that.
By the way, Manor has the best sausage
really?
You'll ever buy.
Manor. Okay.
It's really good. Elgin and Manor have really good sausage.
So this was taken from the HEB, a Walmart, and other grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if this is how the guy ended up getting caught.
How's that?
I love the people who cook and smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, especially if they're friends of mine because they're so generous. But yeah. The people who smoke meat, you know what they love to do?
Brag about it.
Yes. That's how he got caught. That has to have been how he got caught.
Well, he had to have been reselling them, right? To have
it could
briskets.
Be that.
Yeah.
It certainly could be that. Was he upcharging them or something like that? But that seems like it would be a really complicated thing to do. You're stealing the meat and then you're selling it. Are you selling it at a discount or something like that?
And how do you don't shoplift a brisket, do you?
I suppose you can.
They're big.
I mean, there's ways to get around
it. Put in your shirt, like you're fat.
And the fact that the article says that he's a Harris County man, so he drove a long way.
You're smart.
Yeah.
He tried to cover his tracks, but then he probably started talking about, hey, I got all this brisket.
Yeah.
And they guess what? They don't even know I stole it from.
Hey, man, beef prices right now, as you were about to find out.
Yes. I'm over under $60 for the prime rib. I think it'll be
over.
Mid-50s.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
damn.
It'll be over.
Well, yeah. F me, I guess.
You get a prime brisket right now, it's easily $100 for about a, you know, 16-pound brisket. No, man, I think he's probably reselling them.
It happens.
There's a black market for brisket.
As
John's a pepper trader, I bet.
As someone who used to work at a grocery store, I would see this every now and then where it was clear that people were buying meat probably to resell said meats. Mm-hmm. And also I dealt with, as you were talking about, nothing quite like a fat person in a scooter stuffing their shirt with food, mm-hmm. and you having to go over and say, no, I can tell you're stealing here. You have to stop. Mm-hmm. This happened in the Sweet Bay grocery store in Florida I worked at for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pauly G's mixtape, No Figgy, Colin Neal's producing for Figgy. I'm Paul sitting in for Reggie. He's John Lopez. The construction of a very popular store made famous by Texas is driving Colorado crazy.
Okay.
A Buc-ee's is being built.
Buc-ee's. I was thinking H-E-B, but I didn't think H-E-B would be going to Colorado.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
Should, though. Yeah, honestly, Colorado probably is a terrible grocery
Buc-ee's
store
is expanding.
Selection.
Aren't they in Florida now? A couple
yes.
of stores?
Yeah. There's a lot of places like this that are expanding all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think the highways of the United States of America could use more Buc-ee's, especially mm-hmm. for if nothing else, if not for the food, for just the toilets.
Yeah.
But this Buc-ee's between Denver and Colorado Springs is causing resignations, along with actual coups taking place in local politics, because it is a really divisive issue about whether or not people want to have the Buc-ee's in their neighborhood.
Well, they clearly have never been to a Buc-ee's.
They haven't. That's what I mean. Like, these people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you go to a Buc-ee's for the first time as a rest stop, okay, I understand if you're living in one of these smaller towns, you maybe think that the Buc-ee's is an eyesore, but
yeah.
I don't know. You probably have worse eyesores in your town than something that's going to bring business into the town. I know trickle down economics are BS to a degree, but no, what are you doing? Buc-ee's is fantastic. It's like you've never been before.
The other thing is, you know, Buc-ee's is not an eyesore. It's kind of you got the big beaver thing, you know, face up there. You've got, you know, very clean and nice. Sounds like a commercial. But, you know, dog area for your dog to take care of business and all that. And then inside, you know, obviously, got your beaver nuggets.
Yeah.
You got the barbecue and all that stuff. I think this is just a classic case of, well, we don't want more, because Colorado loves Texans and hates Texans.
For sure.
They love the money that Texans take up there for ski season, and they always make fun of Texans.
Cheap prices for tickets on planes up there, for sure. Yeah. I could see why, but I mean, we should be making fun of them, John. I'm going to give you some details of the beef that's taking place.
Okay.
December 16th, Colorado Public Radio reported that the Palmer Lake City attorney and two of the city's trustees resigned over the proposal to build this Buc-ee's. The three departures over the Buc-ee's follow other departures, including the town's former mayor, a woman named Glant? G-L-A-N-T, never heard that name before, Havanar, who resigned in June after it was revealed that she called a resident a cow, another resident unfortunate-looking, and labeled others as terrorists all over this fight to create a Buc-ee's. I relate. I every now and then, like, people can act akin to terrorists. You know, you don't mean that they're gonna like pull off a bombing or something like
Which
that.
Which one's worse, calling them terrorists or calling someone a cow?
It depends on who you're talking to.
I'd rather be called a terrorist. I don't want to be called fat ever.
I don't understand why they had to resign. I mean, what is the issue? Like, they just don't want it? And why are they resigning?
There are recalls that were taking place in the town already, and people, I guess, were using this Buc-ee's determination of whether or not they want
the Buc-ee's.
Of
the elections and
right.
Stuff.
This was leading to all sorts of strife. So Buc-ee's has ruined Palmer Lake, Colorado, with all sorts of resignations that have happened. One person, Tim Caves, who resigned, said it was because of his Christian faith, but it was really about Buc-ee's. In the current climate where misinformation, personal attacks, and division prevail, service is no longer possible. Civility, thoughtful comments, and the ability to see the other side of an issue have taken a backseat to anger and abuse.
Well, he's not wrong.
For sure. So Buc-ee's is causing a civil war of sorts in Colorado.
I've made that drive from Denver to Colorado Springs. You could use a Buc-ee's there.
Yes.
Yeah, you could use a Buc-ee's there.
Yes. I made that drive fairly recently. Mm-hmm. Last summer, I went from Denver to Estes Park. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I didn't go all the way to Colorado Springs, but that's about a 2-hour drive or so. Yeah. Would have loved the Buc-ee's along the way.
Darn right.
Instead, you just got a bunch of, you know, like, what is it, like Pilot J's or whatever the hell that they have up
Pilot,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep on going with Pauly G's mixtape with Paul Gallant in for Figgy Fig. We have another awkward interaction between a member of the media and an NBA player. Kawhi Leonard met with Clippers and Los Angeles media after a Clippers loss, and a reporter pointed out to him that a milkshake had spilled behind him. I don't know why things went down the way that they did here, but things got a little bit testy.
Wow. How much did you leave out on the floor?
What do you mean?
Is that the first time you threw up after a game?
What?
It looked like your whole area needed to be...
I was mad at halftime, so I just threw my shake everywhere. So that's what happened.
What were you mad at?
Man, that's a lie. Come on, man. Next, talk about the game.
Well, I know how animated you usually get at halftime, but do you feel like whatever incident, shake, whatever, is that something you can inspire your teammates?
So? I'm down for the night. I didn't throw the shake. I just thought that.
He was being sarcastic because the reporter was being sarcastic. Yeah. That's everyone's interpretation of what went down there. The reporter had noticed that there was a spilled milkshake by his locker, asked him, was that something that you threw at halftime because you were mad? Kawhi sarcastically agreed. But then he got a follow-up question because somebody didn't understand it was sarcasm.
They thought, yeah.
And it led to that exchange.
I'm a fun guy.
Obviously. That is really weird. And that, you know what that comes down to? The reporter, I guess, who started it, thought that they were funnier than they really were. Didn't get that reaction. That would have been better. That would have been a better reaction.
There's nothing quite like being told you think you're funnier than you actually are.
Am I right?
There's also awareness for the situation. Yes.
And if you're not funny, you should know you're not funny.
Oh, you want me to give you a confession? This is like one of the worst moments of my radio career. Mm-hmm. At a previous stop, I had a meeting, and the person who was my boss. He said, like, so you're just not funny. You're just not funny.
Said that?
It hurt my feelings so bad. I was like, I was crushed for like a week, but I was like, yeah, it's fine. And my co-host who was in the meeting was like, that was such a bleep thing to say. And I was like, no, I mean, yeah, like, I was so sad. I was just
but you
incredibly
were funny.
Impressed. Yeah, I think I'm someone that it takes a while to get used to, but that killed me. One last thing for Paulie G's mixtape. Remember the beer that they put in Herman Park?
Yes.
That big beer can?
Yeah.
So apparently it was part of an actually pretty cool little endeavor between the Houston Texans and Bud Light,
mm-hmm.
where 1,000 cans of Bud Light were actually put into outer space. There is a video that the Texans posted mm-hmm. where whatever device that they launched from Huntsville had an arm with a Houston Texans glove on it.
Okay.
So that when they got actually into the atmosphere yeah. or a little bit past the atmosphere, this arm was able,
mm-hmm.
due to some fancy technology, to actually pour a beer mm-hmm. into a glass at a very high elevation. So a beer has been poured in space for the, I think, first time ever, thanks to a cooperation between Bud Light,
yeah.
a United Kingdom-based company called Sent Into Space, and the Houston Texans. Watch this video. It's like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Does the beer go in the glass?
It does.
Is it upside down?
They weren't 100% sure if it happened until it went down because the camera was up on board. So when they found it in a tree, they took it down, and then they checked, and it actually worked. So shout out to them. That must have been very difficult to execute. That's one of the cooler marketing schemes I've ever seen. Space-chilled beers, and I guess they're going to be giving out some space-chilled beers. They won't be cold anymore, probably.
I was going to say, what is the hook here? That? Space-chilled
beers? It's all about that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's an expensive marketing ploy.
It really is. It really is. And then they put that can in downtown. Listen, I don't know if it's going to work out at the end of the day, because ultimately, you know, generally those beers, it's a matter of what's your preference between all three of those, you know?
Everybody has it.
Everybody has their own preference. Yeah. Like, I'm a Miller Lite guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a cool little endeavor. 90 below, it would instantly freeze the liquid. That's why they had to have all sorts of special devices.
Yeah.
Somehow it worked out. I don't know how they did it, but
90
man.
Below.
Yeah.
This had to take months.
Planning.
They put a lot of work into this, that's for sure.
They sure did.
They launched it into space, for God's sake. Anyway, mm-hmm. That is Paulie G in for Figgy Figs. Mixtape. I'm actually sitting in for Reggie. Colin Neal is in for Figgy Fig. John Lopez to my right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.